Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's 24 minutes after 8 o'clock, 63. Ooh, it's raining out there, so make sure you get your umbrella degrees. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Our next guests brought their umbrellas.
Very wise.
So they're right on it. We're talking about our good friends from the York County Chamber. Once a month, we check in with our friends with the York County Chamber just to see what's the latest going on in the beautiful building located in downtown. Of course, they've got a lot of offices throughout the great county of York. We have Colleen Dick, as well as Karen Fritz, who is the new membership director at the Chamber. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Karen, let's start with you. Kind of introduce yourself to all of our listeners, who you are, a little bit about your background.
Well, that's a sordid background, but good morning. I don't know if I want to share that with your listeners. My name is Karen Fritz, and I am the membership director for the York County Regional Chamber, and I'm so happy to be here. I am pretty fresh and new with the chamber, just going on my second month. And my background is in hospitality and also in marketing, design, and then I have background also in chamber work, formerly with the former Greater York Chamber. I worked with Mr. Paul Boger.
Recently. We've learned that, of course, the Greater York Chamber of Commerce is now under umbrella of the York County Regional Chamber.
Absolutely. They merged back at the end of 2019, and then I understood there was a position available to go back into chamber work, and I was very excited, and I decided to try it out, and here I am.
Fantastic. I can already tell you two are a dynamic duo working together.
We try.
We have our Fridays.
So as membership director, Karen, what does that involve? Are you the liaison between the chamber and like companies?
Oh, yes. Okay. What I do as a membership director, there's a variety of things that I do. One of my most important things is to reach out to the business community and bring them in as members. And the importance of that is because we advocate for all the business in York County to allow them the opportunity to utilize our resources as members. There are a lot of resources that we provide that a business can utilize. And so when I reach out to a business, I find out what are their needs, what are their wants, what can we do for you? I'm not just trying to sell them something to put a sticker on their door. I'm trying to sell them the opportunity for us to help them and for networking. And it's so important. In 2021, I think moving forward, we have this great opportunity to bring everyone out from behind their laptops and out of their jammies and back into business. And that's one of the things that I do with the chamber.
That's very exciting. And of course, this is for all businesses. Believe it or not, there have been companies that opened during COVID. So for startup companies, what would it look like for you to reach out to them?
Well, for a lot of the startup companies, what's exciting about the chamber is that we have resources that they may not have at their fingertips. Besides being a chamber member and having the opportunities to network, we have meeting space, which is included in their membership. We have a large conference room, the Comporium Room, and we also have a smaller conference room, which is the Williams and Fudge Room. We also have a small satellite office where if they're popping into town, they need to have a quick meeting, they can do so. We also have resources as far as marketing and advertising that they can utilize along with the networking opportunities. If there's something they need, we have a member that can probably assist them with that.
That's great.
You also have that One Button Studio,
yes,
which I got to see and use last month, and it is unbelievable. It is a studio.
Yeah, that, tell me what a one-button studio is.
Yeah, it's
is.
A studio, right?
That, it's that, with one button. It was developed by Penn State, and we are the only chamber in the United States of America that has a one-button studio.
Yeah, able to get it through a grant, I understand.
I still don't know what a one-button studio is, though.
It's a studio,
tell me about
right?
the button.
You can
I'm
go,
a literal thinker.
You just push a button. Yeah. You put your flash drive in to the port. You sit down. The lights come on. Action. And you push a button, and everything starts for you. And you go ahead and you go ahead and film. Do we still use film?
Record. It's okay. It's very interchangeable.
I'm old school. And you record, and then you pull your little flash drive out, and you go home, or you go back to your office, or you send it off to somebody to edit, and you're ready and done. And we have a room set up just for that. So it's
so
real exciting.
It can be used for, like, promotional videos.
Yeah, yes. Promotional and
or training.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's open to anyone who's a member of the chamber.
Every single member.
Look at that.
That is
another
fantastic.
Benefit.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I got to use it when I helped to record the awards banquet and meeting, annual meeting, that was virtual. And Colleen, I understand that part was great. It was just pushing it out to everyone and the virtual world we live in now where we hit a little bit of congestion.
We did a little bit of congestion, yes. And it's been a long couple days trying to get that rebuilt. But, yes, we had a bit of a glitch, and whatever that glitch was, we lost a little bit of the content that we had pre-recorded. Luckily, we had backed up everything. So we're re-editing now, and, you know, we had a lot of our members who had gathered their teams together to watch, to celebrate our award winners. And we thought, let's reschedule it for this. It'll be this Thursday at 3:30 to give those companies a chance to regroup and hopefully come back together. But we just felt terrible about that delay, especially for our sponsors and our award recipients. And but we're excited that is scheduled again this week. And We're just ready to get it out there and start recognizing those outstanding members of our business community.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, technology, it's everyone's best friend when it's working and everyone's worst enemy when
Absolutely.
It's not. And if anything that 2020 has taught us is that technology, we've become our own IT person.
Yes.
So everyone, you know, just pack your patience. And I know folks did gather to your point, but you can just celebrate even more.
That's right.
Another opportunity to get together.
That's
and again, that's going to be released this Thursday.
Yes, this Thursday at 3:30, and it'll be on our website, yorkcountychamber.com/awards, and also on our social media and on YouTube. So.
Well, listen, as we learned this morning, the Golden Globes were on last night, and they did like a virtual hybrid type thing. And Tyler said everyone was talking on top of everyone else. So even the professionals at that level in Hollywood, you would think if anyone can have zero glitches, it's those folks in Hollywood, and even they had it. So
we're all learning together.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I love
and
your
some
positivity.
Things
yeah.
you don't even realize are going to be an issue until you go to Find. And we have good days with the computer and not so good days with the computer.
That's so
unfortunately,
true.
That was not a good day, but this Thursday isn't a redo.
It's going to be
right.
It's going to be great.
Yeah,
all right.
And Lucas, as our virtual MC, you did a great
That's
job.
Right.
Well,
phenomenal.
You're very kind. I think I had many outtakes, so I'm glad that those did not make.
those will be coming out later.
Yeah, hopefully those weren't salvageable. I hope you lost those.
Well, we didn't.
It's called edit. Save it for another day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, our friends at the York County Regional Chamber, get connected with them if you're not. There's a great saying, there's safety in numbers. And, of course, as Karen mentioned, they just advocate on behalf of so many causes right here in our community. So Colleen Dick is the senior vice president, and then Karen Frentz is the membership director.
And I'm just curious, you know, you talked about the network and then the built-in opportunity to really reach out to those within the chamber. How many, what is the membership of the chamber?
We're just under 800 right now.
Wow.
Correct. Yeah.
So there you go. Especially if you're a startup company or you're trying to recover your existing company after a pandemic, get involved, get engaged, make a difference.
You've got 799 new friends.
Absolutely.
Right.
That will like your post on Facebook.
Yeah. And with a minimum times five, because every member, business member, has up to five employees they can include that can reap all the benefits of chamber membership. So you multiply minimum by five.
All right.
So listen up for Karen Prince.
That's right.
She's going to be calling you.
Great. Ladies, thank you so much. Again, York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Get plugged in if you're not already.